Hello, and welcome to The Furnace, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Yesterday I spoke a bit about the sacramentality of baptism, but today, on this solemnity of the baptism of our Lord, I invite you to meditate on something a little more close to home and personal. The essence of the primary vocation of all Christians before anything is that we are beloved sons and daughters of God the Father, as we find revealed in Jesus' own baptism today, when the Father says, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." Now, if there is anything for me to remind you in these podcasts, is that you are loved by the Father. You know, our lives can seem kind of like a random sequence of disconnected events, doing this and doing that, but perhaps not seeing how it all kind of comes together. We kind of have to recover that real sense of personal calling, in the sense that there is a unifying reason why you are alive. You are made for love. I want to share with you a famous vocational story of St. Therese of Lisieux, the Carmelite nun in the 19th century, who St. Pius X called the greatest saint of modern times. Now, St. Therese, she wanted to discover her mission in the church, and she had all these desires and aspirations, in that she wanted to be everything. But being in the convent, she felt restricted, and she said, "No doubt these three privileges sum up my true vocation: Carmelite, spouse, mother. And yet I feel within me other vocations. I feel the vocation of the warrior, the priest, the apostle, the doctor, the martyr. O Jesus, my love, my life, how can I combine these contrasts? How can I realize the desires of my poor little soul?" Now, St. Therese was confident that Jesus would answer, so as she usually did, she opened up the Bible and she landed on the first letter of Corinthians, chapters 12 and 13, Paul's great discourse on love. And she says, "I read there, in the first of these chapters, that all cannot be apostles, prophets, doctors, that the church is composed of different members, and that the eye cannot be the hand at one and at the same time." There, St. Therese discovered that love is the universal call that unifies all vocations. And she says, "I finally had rest. Considering the mystical body of the church, I had not recognized myself in any of the members described by St. Paul, or rather I desired to see myself in them all. Charity gave me the key to my vocation. I understood that if the church had a body composed of different members, the most necessary and most noble of all could not be lacking to it. And so I understood that the church had a heart, and that this heart was burning with love. I understood it was love alone that made the church's members act, that if love would ever become extinct, apostles would not preach the gospel, and martyrs would not shed their blood. I understood that love comprised all vocations, that love was everything, that it embraced all times and places, in a word, that it was eternal. Then, in the excess of my delirious joy, I cried out, 'O my Jesus, my love, my vocation at last I have found it. My vocation is love. Yes, I have found my place in the church, and it is you, my God, who have given me this place. In the heart of the church, I shall be love. Thus, I shall be everything, and thus my dream will be realized.'" Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, who when Christ had been baptized in the River Jordan, and as the Holy Spirit descended upon him, solemnly declared him your beloved Son, grant that your children, by adoption, reborn of water and the Holy Spirit, may always be pleasing to you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.